Hello, everyone. This is the Laughing Buddha, and you are listening to the latest edition of the Scooter Diaries. Excuse me. I don't have a cough button on this application I'm using. So, as you can probably tell, today is a little car cast. It's Sunday morning, and I am on my way to visit the cemetery. It is Mother's Day today, and since my mother has dearly departed, it's been a while since I've been out to the family plot, so I am heading that way. Speaking of mothers, if there are any mothers listening to me, thank you. Happy Mother's Day to you. I hope you're a good mother. I was listening to Big Fatty the other day, and he was saying about time to get your card in the mail for your mother, and that it's your mother's job to drive you crazy. Well, my mom was particularly good at that. So, here we are. I hope you can hear me. I have been having some problems with this application lately. I'm using NetMemo, and I'm not sure I like the results. So, thanks for hanging in there with me. So, things have been progressing apace, but what I mostly wanted to talk about today is the culture of fear we seem to be in, especially with our news media. I don't know if you are like me, but I find it difficult to listen to the news with any regularity because it's just far too depressing. So I was listening to another TED Talk the other day, and I finally got an explanation as to why we seem to have a propensity to pay attention to the negative news, and it's all our amygdala's fault. That's the little part in the brain that searches for danger and that's basically why we have a lot of negative news. And depending on how long this podcast goes, I might tack on an excerpt from that little talk. but we'll see. But what I really wanted to talk about in regards to the culture of fear, you know, everywhere we turn, you know, we have all of these news stories about, you know, war and terrorists and that sort of thing. And, you know, the terrorists are going to come and get us. You know, actually, we are living in the most peaceful time on the planet in the history of the human race. So I find that argument a little thin. But I don't know if this is happening in your area, but the state of Minnesota had this Operation Medicine Delivery. I got this postcard in the mail that said that in the next coming weeks or so, you may find a medicine bottle in with your mail, and that this is just a test to see how fast medicine can be delivered to people in the event of a bioterrorist attack. So I believe it was last Sunday, a postal worker and a St. Paul police officer were going door to door delivering a brochure and this little empty medicine bottle that we were instructed that we didn't have to do anything, that we could just recycle it. And they included a brochure and about this Operation Medicine Delivery, and on it in this huge, like, 24 bold font size text, it says, "This is only a test. There is no emergency now, and we have no reason to believe one will happen soon." You know, so I'm like, yeah, right, okay. How much more can people get other people riled up? You know, oh, these terrorists are going to have a bioterror attack in Minnesota. So I'm interested if any of you have received something similar. I don't know if this is just a statewide initiative or if it's, you know, federally across the board. So let me know if any of you have received an empty medicine bottle in case of a bioterrorist attack. You can let me know. You can write to me at thescooterdiaries@gmail.com. Or you can also call my listener line, which is area code 612-56-SCOOT or 612-567-2668. So, that's kind of what I wanted to talk about. It's pretty ridiculous in my book. So, I'm just kind of curious as how much money they're spending on this. Because I think there's actually a economy and industry of fear, you know, going all the way from burglar alarms to all kinds of things. It's not even mentioned the firearms industry. America loves its guns. That's for sure. So, there's really not anything else going around or going on in my life. The construction proceeds apace. My new love chamber is coming along nicely. All of the electrical is done and the rough-in is pretty much complete. Now the windows need to be replaced. Then the insulator needs to come in and take care of that. And then I'll be hanging some drywall. Hopefully that will go quickly. It feels like this project is taking forever, but it's not like I'm in a hurry, so I suppose a little bit at a time isn't a bad thing. So, I think that's going to do it for me. I will probably tack on that TED Talk at the end of this since we have a lot of time left. I want to thank you for listening. Just a couple of housekeeping things. I am going to take a fucking week off, as Daniel Brewer and Adam Burns are saying. From time to time, it's a good thing to take a break. And I have a vacation scheduled up here, so for those of you in the States, Memorial Day week, I believe that's May 28th through June 1st, there will be no Scooter Diaries podcasts. I'm going to take that week off. There is plenty to do around my house, and so we're going to have just a little pause, a little hiatus. I hope you're enjoying the Laughing Buddha Lounge and the Saturday matinee programs. If you are, please let me know. Those are a little labor-intensive, but so far I'm still enjoying them. So, thanks for listening. You can write to me at thescooterdiaries@gmail.com or call my listener line at area code 612-56-SCOOT. Area code 612-567-2668. So, until next time, do take care.